Okay. Now, the kind of what sort of things would you grow in a garden in the back of the house, a small garden?
Well, radishes and lettuce and onions and tomatoes and spinach, cabbage. Maybe I said that. I don't know.
Well, that's good. Yeah, there are a couple others. Go ahead, you keep naming.
I
thought I had them all, but I don't.
I just wouldn't go sweet corn back in the house, Holly. Let's see again.
Well, I tried, and I didn't get very far.
No. You have to really work to get a garden.
5 ears of corn, I got it all good.
Yeah, you have to have experience.
But the easiest thing to grow of all, those little green things.
Tomatoes are easy.
Yeah. I got a second planting of a certain kind of bean.
Yeah, beans are easy.
What, do you have any special names for the different kinds?
Well, see, there's the green bean and the yellow bean and peas and peas.
Any other kind of, what do you do to the green bean after you take it inside?
You have to clip the ends off. The string beans, they are.
The same thing, string beans.
String beans. I guess you have to snip the ends off and string most any beans.
You ever call it snapping?
Yes.
Snap beans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, any other kind of bean that has more of a flat bean to it?
Those are, butter beans. They're still hard. Kidney beans.
Alright. Any other word for a butter bean? We call it sometimes buy them in the store in a can, you buy them, they're baby.
Baby lima.
That's it. That's what I was thinking of. Are the baby lima, or is the lima the same as a...
No, the lima bean is kind of a greenish color, and the butter beans are more yellow.
I see. Okay. Now, when you shell the beans, certain kinds that you have to shell, and you snip some kind, you shell some other kind, do you have any special word for shelling them, or do you say shell them?
The beans?
Yeah. Maybe you don't ever use the word shell.
Yes, we don't.
With the butter beans, you gotta get them out somehow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, shell beans and shell peas.
You ever haul beans?
No, I don't think we do. I don't remember.
How about different kinds of onions? Do you have any different kinds?
Yes, there's the onions that grow from sets, and there's onions that grow from seeds.
And do you ever have, of course, there are Spanish onions Bermuda onions.
Yes, that's grown some other. The ones that are grown here are the little seed onions, and then the ones that are grown from sets.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the sets, like a green onion, would that be?
Yeah, you buy the sets. Mm-hmm.
Would you call it a green onion set, or something else? Just a set of onions.
Well,
onion
just
sets.
Onion sets, that's what it is.
You ever use shallots or scallions?
I've heard a lot about them, but
it's not very common here. Rare ripe.
They're very much like an onion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on an ear of corn, let's, before you take it out of the garden or out of the field, it has some characteristics on it. Would you describe part of the ear of corn?
The ear of corn?
Mm-hmm.
Before you take it out of the garden?
Yeah, before you cut it off, it's got something on it.
Tassels.